Welcome back, everyone, to Wake Up with Jenny and Friends. I hope you had an amazing weekend and you're having a fabulous week ahead. Thanks for joining me back on the show. Today, I have a very, very special guest with me. None other, the man, the legend, the one, the only, Santa Claus. Hi, Santa.
Hi, Jenny. That was a very generous intro you just gave me. Thank you.
Well, I am very excited to have you on the show today, and I know a lot of adults will be interested in this show. I know a lot of children will be interested in this show.
Wait, okay, so there will be children. I don't have to be careful what we say.
Well, you know, there's children of all ages.
Well, okay.
I just
want to know where it's coming from. I have seen your podcast in the past.
Yes, I will monitor my potty mouth and my adult language. I will make an honest effort because I do want to be on the nice list this year. I think last year I was probably on the naughty list.
You don't want me to answer that question right now, do you?
No, we're not going to get into that. Mainly for legal reasons. But anyway, we're gonna try to stay on the nice list this year.
All right, keep trying.
Santa, how are you?
Busy. It's that time of year. Everything's ramping up big time. We're not too far off of the big day that I got to travel. It's going to be
absolutely. And now you're in the North Pole.
I am.
And it must be quite cold up there where you are.
Yeah, it's a tad chilly. It's a tad. hence the outfit.
Hence the outfit. That the coat looks very luxurious and warm. Now is that something we could get on Amazon, or is that a special jacket that Mrs. Claus made for you?
Well, this particular one has been made for me special. But yes, you can purchase imitation suits online, whether you choose to go extremely fancy, which are very expensive, or very inexpensive at a place like Party City. But they're not as nice as mine.
Santa inspired Party City or Amazon. Hey, so there's options.
I'm okay with people wanting to dress up and be like me.
Yeah,
everybody
absolutely
wants to be like Mike. How about be like Santa?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, Santa, you must have some great, you obviously have a great moral character and some, you know, you bring positive energy wherever you go. Whenever people think of you, it's always a happy thought. So, hey, who wouldn't want to be, akin to Santa?
I do my best, but, you know, every once in a while, things in the shop don't always go as planned.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And I have to look around to see if Mrs. Claus is checking to see whether or not I have to be careful what I say.
Okay. Yes. I bet she's busy as well, making all those cookies and treats and holiday biscuits and baking and whatnot.
And she's keeping the elves in line, making sure that they're doing their job.
Absolutely. Now, you did take a sip of something. What was that in your mug, Santa? Is that
I'm actually drinking hot chocolate right now.
Okay. Nice. I like the hot chocolate. Okay. I have a little espresso. With an almond hazelnut beverage in there. So it's, cheers, Santa. Cheers.
Cheers, Jenny.
There we go. Yes, thank you. Well, tell me a little bit about, I have lots of questions for you for the show. And sure. Maybe we can give, if there's some young ones watching or listening to the show, we'll get a little sneak peek into what might be happening in the holiday season this year. But you tell us what's going on in Santa's world right now. What's the biggest thing we're looking at?
Right now, the elves are trying to finish up making sure they got all the toys for the kids.
Yeah.
And trying to make sure that the reindeer are all set and ready for their big travel, because it's going to be a long one. And, you know, make sure that the sled's ready, make sure that I'm ready and in shape and can get up and down those chimneys or through those secret doors that the houses have. So it's hectic. There's a lot of running around, a lot of tripping over elves because they move quite quick and they're very busy and they're very hardworking. So you just kind of tread lightly when you're stepping.
Yeah, watch where you step. That's a good point. Let's write that one down. Let's watch where you step. Okay.
Watch where you step. Well, y'all, also if you're in the stables, you have to watch where you step too.
Yeah, that also a very valid point. Yes.
Hence why I wear boots.
Very valid point. Very valid point. Now, where do you get those boots? Or is that like a Canadian Tire special? Do you use some yellow tags for those? What's
the... No, I, no? You know, don't want to give up all my secrets.
Yeah, but, that's
you know,
true.
There might be one or two elves that seem to know how to make those kinds of things. So,
oh, he's got some crafty shoemaker elves in there too.
Just so you know, there is a little bit to be said about Herbie, who wanted to be a dentist. Not all the elves make toys. Some of them do other things.
Some make teeth. No.
Some make teeth. They don't.
Okay. No. I mean,
they check them. They make sure. Santa has all his own teeth.
Has anyone ever asked for teeth for Christmas?
No, because most of the people that are asking are small children. Well, right. Sorry. I guess if you're talking about their two front teeth.
Okay. So, right? Well, I would imagine you have quite the Rolodex of contacts, and I'm sure you and the Tooth Fairy are quite close.
Yeah, and really, there's not a whole lot Santa can do about teeth. They just got to grow in on their own.
Right.
So kids will just have to whistle when they talk until their teeth come in.
So no dentures in the stockings or anything.
No,
like that.
There's no dentures in the stockings.
Okay.
No.
Well, hey, I mean, you know, you never know. I mean, you've been around a long time, Santa. I'm sure you've seen a lot of things in your time.
Could you imagine what some of those children would do with those dentures if they found them in their stockings?
Yep.
There'd be puppies running around with extra teeth and so maybe that's probably not the best choice of thing to give small children.
Well, speaking of running around, you mentioned the sled, and I would really like to talk about the sled. What's the kind of mileage on a thing like that? What kilometers to the gallon type of thing? Just hit me with some facts.
It's not so much kilometers to the gallon as it is who's to the stride, right? Because it is reindeer powered,
right?
So I did have some elves, because I don't know all the technical stuff. So, Santa likes to make notes so he doesn't forget his stuff.
Oh, great.
And actually,
would you say you made a list and you checked it twice?
for myself, absolutely.
What a bum.
Oh, Jenny's getting a little closer to the naughty list.
Jenny's running out of material is what Jenny's
Well, just here's a fun fact. Jenny, do you know how fast the sled moves?
I don't. Please let me know.
650 miles per second.
Per second.
Which is 3,000 times the speed of sound.
Wow. What's that? Like a Mach 8 going across the Atlantic?
Well, yeah. My beard's doing this as I'm going through. So it's a good thing I wear glasses so I can still see.
Well, do they fog up in a situation like that? Like, how do you keep your glasses on?
Anti-fog glasses.
Oh, anti-fog. Well, yes.
Anti-fog, anti-rain, anti-snow, they do it all.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, that's a fast moving sled. Yep.
It is. Well, you do realize I have to travel 75 and a half million miles on Christmas Eve.
Wow. And that's all around the world. That's one trip, A to Z, like Amazon.
And it's between 31 and 32 hours to do the whole thing.
Oh, my goodness. That is...
Because of time zones, right?
Bananas.
People want, well, shouldn't that be 24 hours? No, it's time zones kick in there, so I get a little extra.
Yeah, I'm sure. And
For those non-miles people, that's 160,000 kilometers.
Oh my goodness, 160,000 kilometers.
Well, so says the elves on my list here, just so you know.
Now, do you stop for coffee along the way?
Pretty much every house
trip?
I go to.
No, okay.
Every house I go to, there's usually a beverage of some kind or treat of some kind, or and you know why it's okay for me to eat all this stuff? Because I'm moving so much, I burn so many calories in a night.
Well, I was going to ask you, what's the caloric intake on a night like that?
Yeah, we don't worry about that, and we don't tell Mrs. Claus.
Okay, so mum's the word on that, those treats.
Well,
yeah.
Claws is the word.
Claws is the word. Okay. Okay. Giving me a run for my money today, Santa. Well, I like it. I like it a lot.
And a lot of, and do you know where the first places that I have to travel to on nope. Christmas Eve? New Zealand and Australia is where it starts.
Okay. So this is interesting. So you must have mapped out a route.
Yep.
And so tell us a little bit about that route. So you start New Zealand and Australia.
Uh-huh. And then you as you work your way through the time zones, I would have to go through Europe and Asia and those areas, and then make my way across to the Americas and deliver to
all of the Americas.
All of the Americas, north and south. Mm-hmm. And then and finish up basically, I believe it's in around
Delaware.
Vancouver.
Oh, right.
Okay. Well, west coast of Canada, Jenny. Okay. Like, you're geographically challenged, I know.
We know this. There's a few things that you know that I cannot do. That's geography.
Well, I also have
and it cooking.
Part of your Christmas this year is I think maybe we're getting you a new GPS.
Ooh, that will come in handy.
One that won't give you the wrong directions and will listen to what you say.
Oh, good times.
Yes. So, you know, yes. Santa knows. You'd be amazed at what Santa knows and remembers.
Well, I hope Santa doesn't know too much, because that's going to be awkward.
Yeah. Whoops.
Whoopsies.
All right, yes, moving
even
on.
With the, even, you know what the problem is, Santa, with the GPS with me, is that I sometimes don't believe the GPS. I think I need to invoke a little bit more Christmas spirit faith. I need to have a little bit more faith in the GPS, because it'll say in 2 kilometers turn left, and I'll go, no, that's not right. No, I'm gonna go right. Why would I go left? It's right. Clearly, I have to go right, and then I go right, and then I'm in a different city, and then I call Santa's helper on the phone and I say, bust out the reindeer, I'm lost.
Yep. And then redirect you.
And then redirect. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Well, that works too. But sometimes I wonder if people just don't want to listen to the GPS because it's coming from a certain tone of voice, whether it be male or female or some people don't like to take direction from certain sounds or voices.
That could be it. You know, maybe if I changed it to a British accent, maybe I would believe it more. It would sound a little bit more genuinely sophisticated to me, and I'd think, well, they sound like they know what they're talking about.
So maybe I should take the directions.
Oh my goodness. Now, you mentioned stopping and having a treat at the various locales.
Yes.
And now, when we say locales, we're talking about homes, mm-hmm. we're talking about orphanages, we're talking about mm-hmm. hospitals, we're talking yep. about condos, apartments, we're talking about campgrounds, we're talking about a lot, strip clubs, we're talking about a lot. Like,
strip clubs are a little off for me. I don't want, that's part of the reason, ho, 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 it kind of gave me the wrong impression. So,
it's in your branding, Santa.
Well, and that's the thing is, so we don't generally deliver to a lot of strip clubs, but there isn't a lot of places that I don't travel to.
Dancers need some holiday spirit too.
Yeah, but I just leave it at their place where they live, not where they work.
Well, okay, noted.
Yep.
So what is the favorite treat amongst all these stops along the way? Do you have a favorite drink or a favorite baked good that you prefer, that you're always
meat
excited?
Specifically?
Yeah.
Yeah, there isn't a cookie I won't say no to.
Okay.
They're all good. But I guess if I was to pick one, I'm kind of partial to shortbread cookies.
Shortbread. Is that because you work with a lot of elves? It's just the short thing.
Well, I'm not very tall myself, because a little fella like me has got to be able to get into all those places.
That's what she said. How
Already? Wow.
I'm trying to be on the
That's right.
nice list.
You're trying Santa's patience.
Okay. How tall is a Santa these days? What do Santas go for? How tall is a
Well,
Santa?
this
What's a Santa
particular
run?
Santa is 5.5 feet tall.
Okay. All right.
So,
Yeah.
I don't have to be super super large, but I got to be able to fit.
Yep.
Yep. Wow, good for
Moving on.
you. I threw that out there just to see what kind of reaction I would get.
Nope, I'm trying. I'm really, really trying. Really, really trying. Now, when you go into to homes to deliver to pr the presents, and we mentioned the chimney factor, is there any preferred, how do I say this? Is there any
Entrance into
preferred
the
way of entry
home. The home.
into the home? Yes, the home.
Into the home.
Let's into the
Yes.
home. Yes, I
Well,
mean.
sometimes you have to come in the back, sometimes you come in the front. I have a universal key that gets me into both if you don't have a chimney. And if not, then I come from the top down and then just and stick the landing. So I just as long as there's no fires burning, then we're good to go.
Okay, and if there is a fire burning, we probably should see a doctor about that.
Yeah, well,
Okay.
because I don't want to get burned.
That's
That's
no
right.
one does. Okay.
No, and I'm pretty sure Mrs. Claus would also prefer that I not get burned.
Reindeer. Let's talk about the reindeer.
Yeah. What would you like to know about the reindeer?
Now, what are the reindeer? What's a reindeer cost these days? What do one of those run you? Like,
Oh, we don't pay for them. We
they're part of
grow
the
them.
package deal when you sign the contract
Well,
to become
kind of,
Santa
sort of.
Claus.
We have a reindeer farm, so they just keep multiplying.
Oh, you farm these
Yeah,
like a puppy mill. Okay.
kinda. Yeah,
And
kinda.
this is legal, ethical? What's, I
Yeah,
mean.
well, reindeer can only go for so long, right? Before they get tired or they need a break, or
Because we have a
so
lot of hunters that watch this show, so I'm just,
Yeah, that's why we're so far north. There's no license for them up there, so.
Okay, so there's no reindeer license.
And I don't think that the hunters would appreciate the reindeer hunting them back. So,
Now, exactly how many reindeer, and all the little ones will probably know this, how many reindeer are on the sled for the trip around the world at Christmas time?
the traditional is nine.
Okay, traditional is
So,
nine.
do you know the traditional nine reindeer for Santa's sleigh?
Let's You know what? I would love to hear it.
No, I asked you, do you know the names of
Does
the
it include
nine reindeer?
Rudolph?
Yeah, he beat that. Yes, one. There's eight
He beat
more.
the
Actually, that's a myth. Did you not know that all reindeer that pull the sleigh are female?
Well, if you're gonna get the job done right, you better ask a woman. That's all I'm gonna say.
Well, because male reindeer lose their horns earlier in the season, and the females do not.
Oh, little reindeer
Little,
tidbit.
yep, little tidbit there for you. Just,
Excellent.
I'm
Excellent.
all educational at times.
Well, I love it. I love it. Impart me with the wisdom of the season. Let's go through the reindeer names because I think you have those, right?
I do. So the oldest reindeer is Dasher.
Okay.
And then it goes through to Dancer, Prancer, and Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen.
And now
And then
who and now who named these reindeer? Do we know that? You personally? You personally?
that'd be me. I took the first ones I named off. Now the elves get to name them, and it's starting to get silly.
And is there, when you have a baby, there's like a baby book of names. Do you have like a, did you go through a reindeer book of names? Did you Google
No,
it? How did you come up with names? It
it
just
just
rhymes.
rhymed. It just rhymed. It worked well for the story. So, when I,
So you're
coming
a
to
part-time
town,
rapper, is what you're saying. You like a little
but I mean
musicality in there.
rap presents.
Okay.
I started off small with presents and then worked my way up to bigger presents.
Rapping never goes out of style. Yeah.
Nope, never.
Well, speaking of presents, you must know what the top asked for gifts are this year.
I know, well, not in any particular order, but yeah, there's some of the traditional stuff is all coming back, actually. Lego's still huge.
Lego?
It just changes.
Really?
Yeah, it just changes whether it's Ninja Lego, which is Ninjago, or you've got your Harry Potter Lego, you've got your Jurassic Park Lego, superhero Lego, but then it's all traditional stuff. It's all still hugely popular.
So what are some of the most asked for gifts this year from the kids and the things who are asking you? I shall not refer to people as things. Correction number one. Some of the kids and adults or even grandparents and aunts and uncles, I'm sure they have lists too this year.
The adult list will leave for another show.
All right.
Because it might not be considered appropriate.
Okay.
But is Play-Doh. It's a kitchen ice cream truck that seems to be very popular this year. So Play-Doh still holds its own from decades ago. And there's little girls are asking for LOL dolls, which is kind of like the miniature version of like a Barbie or things like that. But they're smaller. They're not the big traditional taller dolls. Mm-hmm. And then you've got Hot Wheels has a Mario Kart rainbow racetrack that lights up. Apparently that's a big one that they're asking for this year. And Jurassic Park, because they've got a newer movie out, there's the Jurassic Park dinosaurs are still quite popular. Mm-hmm. And there's a new one's called Squishamallow, which kind of remind me of, I thought that'd be something that you would really like.
Are those plush like stuffy toys?
It's a cross between a stuffy and a pillow, and they usually come as animal figures.
Oh, how cute.
So, and that kind of that, you know, I was thinking that maybe one of those sliding your way for Christmas, you might enjoy that too.
So
or cute. or your puppies might like take over and sleep with it. So
they probably will. They've already stolen a blanket that my daddy gave me, so they've
so in other words, maybe we should get you more than one.
they might take ownership of it. Yes.
Well, I don't want them to fight over it because that would be wrong.
those kind of remind me of Popples. Do you remember Popples back?
Yeah,
in the 80s.
It's kind of like an updated version of a Popple.
Yeah, but a bit softer is what they look like to me.
Yeah. And fidget toys are a big request this year.
Still, fidget toys are still okay. Yes. Oh, those poppable ones.
Yes, the ones that make the popping sound and the whole comfort thing. And you know what, funny as it is, there are adults asking for those too.
Oh, well, I'm sure. I bet a great, stress reliever, or they're great for, anxiety or ADHD.
And, when you're in a meeting and you don't really want to pay attention to what's being said, you
going
can
right out. With
fidget toys. Yep. And
absolutely.
Then
number one tip to success, don't pay attention.
Yeah. Did you know Leapfrog is still popular? Do you know what Leapfrog
is? Leapfrogs. Okay. Wow. Okay.
The learning tools, the read-alongs. Yeah. They're apparently extremely popular still this year.
An educational tool. Great for kids. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you still get your traditional stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like video games.
Back in my, in my day, we had a lot of with the Jenga, the glowworm. Do you remember glowworms?
You talk to Santa. I remember it all.
Glowworms. Light Bright was a big one.
Yep.
I did have a Play-Doh doll that you put Play-Doh into the body of it, and then you pushed a lever down, and then the hair came out of the top of the head.
That was the Play-Doh barber shop.
Yes, yes. See? That was fun. Yeah. All those.
Games are still big popular. Like, actually, it seems like people are going back to playing board games and all
Monopoly.
Of that. Monopoly. Yep. Jenga was another one that you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Guess
there's
Who?
Some new,
a big one.
And there's new card games too. Phase 10. It's a little more adultish, but it's quite popular. Uno, those kind of
Uno,
games.
yep. Yeah. I forget. I used to play that all the time, and I forget how to play that now, but I have a pack somewhere. I'll have to reacquaint myself with the Uno playing rules.
Exactly. Well, really, are there any rules? As long as
I
everyone's
was just
playing
gonna
the
say
same
I'm
way.
sure we didn't really follow the rules when we were playing it at that time. I'm sure we Scrabble. Scrabble's a great game. I love Scrabble. Yeah. Love Scrabble. Love chess. Love chess. Chess is a fabulous game.
A little bit older, but yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm a
We
big
not not
kid.
too not too many 5-year-olds asking for a chessboard, but
No. There are
Could
some out there though, probably in one of the Asias. Yeah.
be, yes.
Yeah. Maybe not
Could
one of the
be.
Americas, but one of the Asias,
One of the
possibly.
Asians.
Yeah.
Did you know there's you're just going back to the reindeer? You didn't
Yeah.
ask me what they like to eat.
Well, I was getting to that.
Are you? Okay. Well, we skipped
Yes.
over what I for me, but I was just going to bring up about the reindeer
Yes,
because a
please.
lot of
Let's talk about it.
they like it all.
That's what she
Really? Again. No.
This show's also for the adults, just want to say.
That's true. But again, it's an all-female cast when you're talking reindeer.
Oh my God. Righty.
So,
So what do the reindeer like to eat?
okay, so the traditional carrots and cookies, right?
Traditional,
Everyone
yeah.
everybody knows that. Did you know that reindeer like cold pizza?
They like cold pizza.
Yeah, cold pizza.
Interesting. Now, does it depend on the toppings or it's any cold pizza?
No, they're not gonna say no to a cold slice of pizza.
Okay, so the pineapple on pizza is not a debate with them.
No, actually, Santa's okay with pineapple on pizza too, so
Oh, way to
see,
go.
I'm not overly picky, hence the chubbiness, you know. Haven't met too many meals I didn't like. Onion sandwiches, not one of my favorites.
I could see that. Yeah, I don't think
Yeah,
that's a big hit with a lot of people,
I
really.
don't want to talk to the reindeer after they've had an onion sandwich. It's just
Yeah.
not pleasant.
But now, are they big onion sandwich consumers themselves, or?
Well, more on the European side of where they get those from, right? Because it's more traditional stuff over there.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing is the magic reindeer feed.
I've seen some of that on TikTok recently.
And, you know, there's three ingredients that they seem to like the most:
Okay, and those are
oats,
oats,
sprinkles, and
sprinkles.
edible glitter.
Did you know? Here's a fun fact for you. You can make a sprinkle cake just by adding sprinkles to the cake. I know. I know. It's mind-blowing. Number one
Right.
TikTok tip.
I'm gonna have to get Mrs. Claus on that. I'm gonna have get her do some research on that and get back to me.
It's a way back playback tip, but a tip nonetheless. Yeah.
Just the tip, right?
Just the Now, what are some of the adult gifts that are on some people's lists this year? Is there any is I think pajamas is a big one for a lot of people. I think
It's funny, you know, people sleep. Do you know how many people seem to be requested sleep, which
Some
I really
do,
can't
yep.
control over that. I seem to recall you don't do a lot of that.
I don't do a lot of it. I'm trying to get better at it. Yeah, trying to get
Try
better at it.
again and keep
But
trying.
any beauty items, any sports stuff, any what's the
Well,
temperature on over 18 gifts this year?
any sports gifts, like if a guy or a girl's asking for sports gifts, it's generally their favorite sports team paraphernalia, whether it be football
Yeah.
jerseys, baseball hats, you know, anything like collectibles, stuff like that. A lot of adults are still collecting action figures, like a certain group of people who like to go to cosplay and stuff like that, or costumes. They enjoy that.
Lots of Star Wars stuff. I've got some friends that love Star Wars stuff.
Cards Against Humanity is a big one that's been requested by a lot of people to play a game, like, because mm-hmm. people like to get together and play their games. And mm-hmm. I don't understand Pictionary. I've never been a big fan of it, but it's another one that people seem to enjoy. Charades.
Mm.
I act enough around the elves. I don't really need to do it for fun in a game. So
What's the morale like in the toy shop around this time of year? Because it is busier right now, you know, getting down to the few final weeks before Christmas. I know the elves work really hard all year round to prepare, and so it's super busy right now. What's the environment like right now in the workshop? Does everybody get along?
You're still gonna have those elves that are gonna get testy with each other, and
little rogue then, elves.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. ones that just they're full, they're mm-hmm. tired. Right. Staying focused is a big one because they're near the end. They're ready for a holiday. So, you know, those few days after Christmas is over is a whole lot of sleeping, whole lot of quiet, whole lot of not doing anything. Some of them are hopped up on caffeine. I gotta chase them around there. It's tough. Got to watch how much cocoa and coffee they're consuming.
That's very true. Now, do the elves ever argue with each other? Are they pretty good at working things out, or is there some kind of elf union,
there's usually a couple of elves that are leading the group that have to intervene and deal with some of the elves that start to get upset because one says that something should be done one way and one says it should be the other, or they're disagreeing on color or you know how big it should be. So there's always got to be some people that have to yep. intervene and tell them size doesn't matter, and just it's how it's played with that really seems to be the most important.
Good tip, good to keep in mind.
You're welcome.
Now, do the elves ever ask for anything at Christmas time? What is there any? Do you do anything special for the elves, you and Mrs. Claus?
Just try and keep them motivated, make them happy, let them have all the time, like have time off after Christmas is done. Mm-hmm. The elves do a lot of gift exchanges. You know, they kind of like that. So I don't want to call it a secret Santa because but you know they like to exchange gifts and enjoy their time. There's I'm sure we're gonna have a little bit of a party for them when it's all said and done, and let them get into some eggnog and really whoop it up. You know,
maybe a Disney cruise would be nice this year.
Oh no, I don't think we should take them on a cruise. That's not a good idea. There'd be a lot of elves leaning over the edge, probably throwing up because they're not used to the motion of the ocean, I guess, as it were.
Now, do you have anything that you and Mrs. Claus do special around this holiday time? Do you have any special traditions or any?
I seem to do a lot of apologizing.
Okay.
Because I seem to get myself into a lot of trouble. She seems to think I don't listen. But I disagree. I can't remember what she says sometimes, but you know, and then when I ask her again, you weren't listening. So I do my best just to not get her upset. And mm-hmm. you know, yes, dear, no, dear, whatever you say, dear, as you wish.
Right.
So, you know.
Yes. Well, now I know that you make a lot of extra time during this holiday season to go to various malls and markets to do some pictures with kids who like to sit down and have a wee chat with you before the big day itself.
That is true, but yeah. I can't do them all. So a lot of the Santas you see are Santa affiliated. They're there to help. They're standing in for me to do the accepting of the gifts and the mm-hmm. pictures and all that with the kids, because mm-hmm. I'm only one person. I can only go so far, right? So right. I have to get lots of help. And it's the spirit of Christmas that the kids have to remember that those people are there representing me. And,
yeah. and I understand that's a very strict program that they have to go through, and there's a certificate and the whole bit that's involved.
There is actually a Santa school that you can go to. Mm-hmm. I don't say everybody has to go to it, but presentation and outgoingness and being able to talk to children is very important, and making sure that you don't commit to things that can't happen. Like lots of kids will ask for puppies or kittens. Santa doesn't generally give pets.
Or a sibling.
Or a sibling, yes. That's not something that Santa has any control of, because that would be considered offside.
Unless he stays a little longer at one house than the other.
And that's not not considered kosher or should be happening.
It's against the rules.
I don't want to have to deal with Mrs. Claus in the end. So.
Well, you won't hear her anyways because you don't listen. So,
exactly. So yeah, so I also do video chats. Like if I can't go and see in person, what we're doing for those who are watching this podcast, we're doing it via video. I will actually do video chats with kids prior to Christmas that couldn't get out to the mall and see a Santa or see me. I have been known to make the odd trip into someone's home and take a minute or two and go see some kids that can't get out.
Okay, so I've gone. Now, do you do a background check at all before you go into people's homes? I know you have a good idea of generally who people are. You know the spirit of most people, but I just wonder if you ever see the Dahmer on the mailbox. Do you avoid those houses, or do you still think that there's some good there?
If there's a possibility that I might be dinner, then I'm probably not going to go to that home. But usually it's referrals. If it's somebody I know that is saying, hey, can you go visit my friend, then I generally am a little more receptive to referrals. But I don't generally go into anything without checking first, because that's not considered safe.
Excellent.
For me or for them.
Right, absolutely.
Yes.
I mean, those
Santa can defend himself.
Reindeer can just break right in, right? I mean, it just takes a little, what is it, a wink and a nod, and they sense you, and then you just.
No, those are the security elves.
Okay.
You don't want the SWAT elves coming in. It's not good. They've made movies about SWAT elves. It's just, they're out there.
What are you most excited for this year, Santa?
The happiness on kids' faces, because they get to see or meet or talk to me. That's the biggest thing for me. Christmas is it really shouldn't be about the presents. It shouldn't be about what am I going to get. It's about spending time with family and friends, and I'm a big believer of that. And I'm a big believer of doing what you can to make somebody's Christmas a little better. If they're having a downtime, not that you have to make it fantastic, phenomenal, but you want to be able to at least bring them up a little bit from where they are. That's what's most important to me.
And what's on your list this year, Santa? You're always giving to others and you're always making sure that everybody else is happy, but what's on your list this year, Santa?
First and foremost, sleep.
Yep.
That would be a big one. Sorry, I'm fixing my earpieces so I can hear you. I maybe a little vacation would be nice. Take Mrs. Claus, go somewhere nice, somewhere hot, enjoy some warm weather, because Santa doesn't always like to be cold. Santa likes to be warm.
Right. Yeah.
But I don't know if anybody really wants to see this guy on a beach. Just say.
I don't know. I think give yourself a little bit more credit there, Santa. Yeah. Yeah. Now, do you have a special health regimen after the holidays that you like to adhere to, or do you, what's the scoop after? What's the scoop post delivery?
Are you saying mine or what Mrs. Claus says?
Yeah, what's Santa's regimen after the holidays?
I'm okay with chicken wings and nachos and all that fun stuff, munchy food. But Mrs. Claus is a big believer of maybe having some salads and eating a little health, like a little chicken and eating a little healthier to get myself back on track. But, what she doesn't know doesn't get me into trouble. So.
Now, is there any sort of exercise regimen that we do after? Does Santa do yoga at all?
No, Santa's not a yoga guy.
Santa doesn't do yoga. Okay.
I seem to do a lot of this.
A lot of sipping of the coffee. Yes. Cheers.
Santa's not going to lie. Some of those households are nice enough to leave Santa a beer, and Santa does enjoy that once in a while. Yeah. So, oh, by the way, so do the reindeer. They also don't mind having a
Oh, they don't mind a
little sip of the
little
beer.
drinking and riding. Okay.
No, well, with how
No.
much they're traveling, it's not going to be in their system long enough for anything to
Right.
happen.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And there's no the authorities to pull you over, really. I mean, I guess you get a free pass, right?
Who's gonna?
So.
I don't see anybody else flying through the air. Really? I'm pretty sure I can bounce from rooftop to rooftop faster
Well,
than they can run on the
you might
ground.
see Elon Musk this year. He's out and about around
We're
there.
not talking about him.
No.
He's not even on a list this year, just so you know.
He's not well, I have to I'm gonna advocate for Mr. Musk. I have to say he's done quite a good thing over at Twitter, getting rid of some particular people off of the platform who were doing not nice things. So I'll give him that.
Are you saying he's trying?
He's trying. Yes, he is. He's trying. He's removed a lot of people who
Okay.
may not be so nice to children. He's removed a lot of those
Right.
profiles from the platform. So congratulations to him for that.
But he also came out to say that it was a platform that anybody had the right to say whatever they wanted, how they wanted, when they wanted, which led to believe that people weren't going to be edited, and there are some things that just really don't need to be said on said platform
Well, you
that's
know,
going to
freedom of
offend or
speech is a little
upset
different
people.
than, you know, breaking the law with kids. But
Right. Absolutely.
anyway.
Absolutely. But I'm just going by the things that I know or have seen from my experience.
Okay. So
I could be wrong.
he's on the maybe list. He's on the maybe
Well,
list.
he's not on the good list, that's for sure.
Okay.
And if
There's
we're
always next
comparing him
year.
and you, then you're an angel.
Oh,
There you go. See? It's
wouldn't
perception.
go that far. Oh gosh. Oh Lord. Now, do you have a favorite holiday movie, Santa, that you like to watch that you know gets you in the holiday spirit and motivates you around this time?
I'm not gonna lie, I kind of have a little bit of a soft spot for Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
No.
It is kind of my story, but I
Okay.
come across as not being very nice at the beginning of that. I don't know if you've noticed, I seem like a bit of a bully, but that has the best depiction of what I look like as a Santa with the short bushy beard. I am actually bald. Like I don't have a lot of hair on top,
Well,
just like
that's why you
that.
wear the hat. I mean,
I don't want to get cold.
yeah, makes sense.
But if I'm picking a movie, It's a Wonderful Life. It seems to be the one that I always go to every year just before I gotta go. That seems to be the one because
Yeah.
every time you hear a bell ring, an angel gets his wings.
I love that movie and I watch that every year.
Yep.
It's so comforting and just the sound of Jimmy Stewart's voice is just it's just so unique and unlike anyone else. It's just you hear his voice and automatically you know who he is and it's usually that movie, but it's very distinct and unique.
I don't get me wrong. There's a few other ones that I really enjoy. It's a like, and of course, they're all the older style movies like White Christmas, Bing Crosby,
Bing
Danny Kaye.
Crosby,
That one's
yes.
just the whole thing. It's, yet another, it's a musical type thing where there's a lot of singing and dancing. Every once in a while, I'm not afraid to throw on Christmas Vacation with
Oh,
Chevy
so
Chase because
yeah.
there's some moments in there that kind of make me chuckle. And then just out of
Hallelujah.
curiosity,
Holy shit. Where's the Tylenol?
have you seen the latest Christmas movie with Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell called Spirited?
No. Is that on Netflix?
Apple TV, unfortunately, right now.
Oh, no. Don't have Apple TV. But is
I
it
did
funny?
get the opportunity to watch it. It was very entertaining, had quite the twist, and
Yeah.
I'm not gonna I would really like to see the outtakes from
Oh, I bet
that
those two
one.
are genuinely funny. Yeah.
Yes, and it's a lot of singing and dancing. It's actually a true
Oh.
musical.
Oh, okay.
And Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell are the ones actually singing, so it's a good
Oh,
thing.
wow.
Yeah, so I
Nice.
don't want to spoil it for anybody who hasn't seen it, but it's a don't expect it to be like Oscar award winning, but for entertainment purposes, and it's not Elf. For people who are going to go watch it and think that they're watching Will Ferrell do Elf, it's not Elf.
Right.
It's not the same type of humor, but it is funny. And it's got a storyline to it, and I quite enjoyed it.
Okay, so it's on the list as a one to watch.
If you get the opportunity to watch it, I would say, yeah, go for it. I like the twist in it. That's what was the best part for me.
Oh, there's a twist. Ooh,
Yes.
we love a twist.
Well, it's a modern day version of Scrooge. Well, sorry, Scrooge's
Okay.
that's the one with Bill Murray,
I
but
love
that's
that
the
one. I love that one. I watch that one every year, Scrooged with Bill Murray. That's a great one.
So
Classic.
which is just the Christmas Carol, right? Like it's all
Right?
take off of the Christmas Carol.
And the Muppets Christmas Carol, another good one.
Light the
Oh.
lamp, not the rat.
Life. This is my island in the sun.
Yeah,
Yes.
see? But yeah, it so Spirited is along the same lines as A Christmas Carol.
Love it, love it, love it. What other good ones are there? Now, okay, well, let's ask the man himself. This is quite the debate around the holiday season. Die Hard. Holiday movie or not a holiday movie?
Well, I know Bruce Willis has said it's not a holiday movie, but I beg to differ. I believe that it is a holiday movie.
I wholeheartedly 100% agree with you.
I also believe that Lethal Weapon is also considered a holiday movie because it
100%.
follows at Christmas time as well.
100%.
And Die Hard 2 also takes place at Christmas at the beginning. So whether the haters be, I believe that the part of the Christmas genre, Gremlins, another one that falls during
Gremlins. Oh,
Christmas.
yes.
So,
Yeah,
yeah, like
absolutely.
you can't just have your traditional Christmas with the Cranks or the Santa Claus with Tim Allen. Like those ones are actually specific to Christmas, but those ones that have Christmas involved in the movie, it's got to be part of a Christmas tradition.
And you know what adds to it is that every year they run the marathons on like the AMC channels or the movie channels on TV, and the Lethal Weapon marathons, like the 1 to 4, every year watch that. Die Hard every year watch that. Yeah, absolutely. They're holiday movies in my books for sure.
I believe so.
Love
And then
them.
it's
Love
funny to
them all.
see, like, Jingle All the Way. Arnold Schwarzenegger did a Christmas movie one year.
Is that what the one where he was looking for a certain kind of action hero toy?
An action toy, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think I've seen bits and pieces of that. Home Alone, obviously.
Oh,
Obviously, Home Alone's,
yeah.
you know. And you know what? I think Home Alone 2 is just as good as Home Alone 1, I have to say.
Macaulay Culkin, or maybe not be him, it might be his brother. They did a Home Alone spin-off or spoof of what would Home Alone be like in 2022.
Oh, did
And how much different it would be if he was playing the character now compared to back in the 80s when the movie came out.
Wow. Well,
It's actually it's kind of funny.
speaking of a time frame, how has the holiday season and Christmas changed in your eyes, what you've seen over the years, because you've been Santa for quite some time. I know the contract is quite, it's a couple hundred years you're contracted to.
Until I can no longer do it, literally.
How have the holidays changed for you?
Demand, like kids back in the 80s, 70s, 80s, early 90s, their expectations for toys were way lower. Like, they didn't have the game systems, they didn't have the technology, they didn't have all the bells and whistles of today. Like, the big thing back in the 70s and 80s was you get a bike, you got some footballs, you got things that you actually went outside and played with. And now it's all seems to be technology based. And so kids' expectations have changed quite a bit. Kids are a lot smarter now than they were back then. I'm not saying that kids weren't intelligent, but because of priorities and accessibility to knowledge, kids nowadays have more access to knowledge than kids back in the 80s. So the kids just seem to be quicker at picking things up and seem to be a little bit more on the ball when it comes to knowing how to use all the technologies.
And
So,
there's a lot more of us now than there was before. We've just hit the 8 billion mark for people in the world. We were at 7 billion for quite some time. We just cracked the 8 billion mark.
which is a lot of people on a small planet.
A lot of people on a small planet. Yeah. Do you think anyone will ever fall off the planet? Do you think that's a.
Well, I wouldn't say they fall off, but they might venture to another one to live. They're still all over colonizing Mars. I don't know how well that'll work, but
Do you think you'd ever make it to Mars if there was, you'd have to deliver presents there too? I don't know. Do you have a deal with
maybe.
Canada Post? Do you deliver to Mars? I
Well,
don't know.
I'm wondering if maybe by then we'll have like a little Star Trek opportunity. They can just transport me there.
Ooh.
I don't have to, because I don't think the reindeer would do so well in the depths of the cold space trying to
Well, see,
fly from.
you might wanna give old Elon Musk a ring then. I mean, he could probably transport you there.
I don't think he wants a ring. I think he wants more than just a ring. I think he wants it all.
And I'm sure traffic has changed quite a bit, and transport and
Oh,
all,
there's way more cars and vehicles on the roads nowadays. People don't want to go to sleep. Like this, I know this was, we were talking about wanting to get sleep. People are up later and later and not getting as much needed sleep as they did back in the day. Like, it was always a big deal of getting your 8 hours of sleep, and now people are lucky if they're getting 5 or 6 hours of sleep. So yeah, the times have changed, and priorities have changed, and it's just interesting to see that in some ways some of the old traditions seem to be kind of coming back because of COVID for the last few years. Now all of a sudden people are, as much as people were forced to spend more time with their families, now it just seems like there's more family orientated interaction for the holidays. Not just Christmas, but Thanksgiving seemed to be a big one. It was always, a lot of people talk about being able to get together as a whole family to do Thanksgiving. A whole family's going to get together for Christmas, as opposed to, prior to COVID, it was like, yeah, I'll try and make it, or no, I'm too busy. COVID really seemed to help slow things down a little bit and reevaluate people's what's important and what's not important.
Absolutely. And it's important to note that no matter who you are, no matter where you are, even if you're by yourself on the holidays, you are never alone because Santa is always thinking about you on the holidays. So I just want to point that out. Santa, I know you're a very busy man, and I really appreciate you being here today with us on the show and giving us some tips. And I just wonder, before we close, is there any other holiday tips or advice or wisdom you'd like to share with anybody listening or watching today?
Yeah, actually, funny you should mention that. With what you just said, family isn't necessarily something that you're born into. Family doesn't necessarily have to be people that you are blood related to, or family doesn't have to necessarily be by last name only. Family is what you make of it. So if you don't have a lot of family, you can choose. Your friends are generally people that you're the closest to. They generally have a tendency of being more family than sometimes your own family is. And know that you have the right to pick. You have the right to pick and choose who you consider family and who isn't family. And be open to knowing that. And if you have to be alone, don't think of it that way. Think of it as who do of my friends are in the same situation and would enjoy not having to spend it by themselves. I know there's a lot of people that think that Christmas is just another day. And for the most part, it is, because it's been made so materialistic with presents and stuff, and trying to get back to that whole spending time with people. This is a good opportunity for people to start opening up their themselves and spending time and quality time with people, as opposed to worrying about what they're spending.
Amazing. So it's about the holiday spirit and knowing that there's always someone out there that is thinking about you and that loves and cares about you. Now, kids can still write to you to the North Pole. That's right. They can drop their letters off at any Canada Post, and I believe the
North
postal
Pole
code. Yep.
is ho ho ho.
That's the postal code.
Yeah.
And if anybody would like to see you before the holidays, Santa, via Zoom, where can they reach you?
Well, I've actually right now I'm using somebody else's local, so right. They can get a. I'm not using the Santa one. I'm actually you can get
well,
a hold.
Well, you can't because then everybody would contact you, right? So you've got to, yeah. You have to be smart about things. Yeah.
For this particular podcast, if people want to get a hold of me, they can get it through StephenDelaire.com or StephenDelaire at Instagram, mm-hmm. or StephenDelaire on Facebook, and you can just find me on either of those two.
Okay.
And send a message and it will be forwarded to me to let me know. And they just have to say that they're interested in doing a video chat if possible. And we can make arrangements through that. And again, it's just Stephen Delaire, StevenDelaire. You can either do that through Instagram or Facebook.
Okay. So,
and so he'll pass it on to me.
Steve's your middleman. We love it. Love it. Well, make sure you do say hi to Steve for me when you see him, and thank him.
He
very
says
much.
You still owe him $10.
Yeah, okay. Tell him he's
he
never
hadn't mentioned that. He said he, when I told him I was coming on the show, he said, "Just reminder, she still owes me $10."
Well, tell him to say hi to Josh. So
all right. Oh, we're not talking. Josh is back in jail again. We're not talking with Josh.
He's definitely on the naughty list.
He's definitely on the naughty list right now.
Well, I hope I've made you proud during this episode, Santa, and I hope that I've done well and I haven't broken too many rules today, and that there's a strong possibility that I'm on the nice list. You don't have to confirm or deny. I'm just putting it out there that, you know, okay.
If you really want to be on the nice list, I'm not saying it's always the best list to be on, but if that's the list you really want to be on, then so be it. We'll make sure you're put on the list that you choose to be on.
Excellent.
I know some people that choose to be on the naughty list because they say it's more fun, but that's here nor there.
Well, everyone's got their own, you know, thing. But
absolutely.
Santa, thank you so much for joining us today. And we wish you safe travels for the big night. And maybe we'll touch base with Steve after in the new year, and he can give us an update on how the big day went. And
All right. And
hopefully everyone has a happy, healthy, safe holiday season. And thanks.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate you having me on the show and giving me an opportunity to share some of the Christmas spirit. And I hope everybody has a fantastic Christmas and a safe new year and gets that opportunity to spend time with friends and family.
I love it. And we love your feedback on this show. So please make sure you follow, listen, like, comment, share, subscribe, leave us a comment in the DMs or on the posts on Instagram, anywhere you choose. We love the interaction. We love the feedback, good, bad, and the ugly. We love it all. Have an amazing
week. And I'm gonna know.
and Santa will know. Have
That's
an amazing
right.
week, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Jenny. Bye.